This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Let's do it, Jason. It's the Bechtel Breakdown for this Friday, August 22nd, 2025. The Bechtel Breakdown is brought to you by Southside Plumbing and Heating and our good friend Jake at Southside Plumbing and Heating. First and foremost, Jason, before we dive a little bit more into the game last night, Donnie put out something really cool that I want to make mention of and get your thoughts on. My guy, my advisor, Donnie's advisor at Waynesburg, Lanny Fortari, will be added to the Pirates' Media Wall of Fame on Wednesday, September 3rd. Lanny told Donnie this. Over 5,000 games Fortari called for the Pirates, 33 years as their main broadcaster. Called games for the Pirates from 76 to 2008. What interactions have you had with Lanny? He obviously taught me at Waynesburg for 2 years, the 2 years, my junior and senior year that I was there. And it's probably been the most impactful, definitely one of the most impactful people on my young career.
I will second that, but in a different way, Austin. And I've told Lanny this. I mean, I grew up loving listening to Lanny, loving baseball because I was listening to Lanny, and then being on this side of the fence, man, it's been incredible. One of the coolest things for me was meeting Lanny for the first time and him telling me that, like, he reads me and he likes reading me and respects the job that I do. And then the conversations subsequently have gone to places like talking about Bob Prince. I called up Lanny asking for his best Bob Prince stories. We've talked about the art of play-by-play broadcasting. I think it was the Mark Smith game. You remember that? And he had such a simple call. And there it goes or something like that. I forget it exactly. Or verbatim, but I love talking broadcasting with Lanny. Obviously, I don't, you know, I know 1% of what Lanny knows, but just what an awesome dude. And I'm extremely jealous, frankly, from a Westminster guy to Waynesburg guy, that's who you got to work under and learn from. So cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. And one thing that kind of went around at Waynesburg was if Lanny is very tough on you and is very stern with you, that is a good thing. And Lanny and I had a lot of tough discussions and tough conversations, but they were productive conversations. They were ones where, you know, there was constructive criticism. There was a lot of, this is good. This is where you can improve. Lanny was a really good teacher. And as somebody who came from the broadcast booth for 33 years, had the career that he had, had the background that he didn't have a master's degree. He doesn't have a teacher's degree. It's not what he went and ultimately studied. He was in media.
Yep.
For his entire life. So for him to be able to help churn out the next generation, like myself, Callis, Donnie, so many other people, Jack Hillgrove,
yep,
Eddie DiOrio, who just came back to the market working for WTAE TV now, Dylan Cleland and Steubenville. There's so many, Nick Farrell in West Virginia, that have Lanny's fingerprints on it. We talk about Tomlin's lack of a coaching tree. How about Lanny's coaching tree here, Jason? It's pretty big.
I like the way he coaches you guys, though. Hearing that, I mean, that's the way I interact with younger writers and say, like, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to criticize you. I'm also going to praise you, and hopefully you know that it means something when I say something positive, but don't get all bent out of shape if I say something there, you know, that you need to do differently. And there have been writers over the years that I've not interacted with because they couldn't take coaching. And that's one of the, like, Noah Hyles, for instance, you know, he took over for me on the Pirates beat, and we've gone back and forth, and we've even had it out a few times, and that's okay. But, like, he can take coaching and asks for advice. Andrew Destin did the same thing. Mike Persak before him. I love younger writers and broadcasters, whatever it may be, that can take coaching and they ask for it. Anyway, Jason, cheers to Lanny.
Cheers to Lanny, indeed. Very happy for him. Now, how much this honor means to him, so it's really cool to be able to see it.
And by the way, man, I mean, I love what Jim Tredinich has done with the Pirates Hall of Fame, and I'm not ripping Jimmy, but they could expand their honors of media.
Yes.
And that Lanny's a great jumping off point to do that, because we've had a lot of really amazing people around the team. You know, you want to talk about Stan Savern, Paul Meyer, obviously Lanny, and, you know, not a comprehensive list. That you honor Greg Brown, you know, and I'm talking the ones before, of course, you know, the Gunner and all that stuff, but I'd love to see them honor more media.
Yeah, I'd like to see that happen as well. As last night was the induction ceremony, right, Jason? Kai Kyler gets in, Al Oliver gets in, Vernon Law makes it into the hall. What do you remember just from talking to some of those guys? What do you remember from talking to Kai Kyler back in the 20s, Jason? And maybe we should ask Ron
that
one.
Hey, now. I never talked to Kai Kyler. I have talked to Scoop, and I have talked to Vern Law, though. And I've talked to Scoop a bunch. Scoop's one of those guys that you call him, and you ask a question, and it might be 10 minutes before he finishes his answer. And I love it. But, you know, what a guy. I hope this starts the ball rolling for the National Baseball Hall of Fame. And a funny story, by the way, this is, I went to Pirates Fantasy Camp in 2020 before COVID, and you would eat in the Pirates cafeteria. And so one night I was working on a column and I was eating a little bit later, and the only other person sitting there was Vernon Law. And so I sat there eating and had dinner and just chatted one-on-one with Vernon Law. It was incredible. What a man. I did a story about him and his wife and their marriage. I don't know how long they were married, some 70 years. I mean, just an amazing, amazing love story. But a wonderful person. Should have been in the Hall of Fame probably a few years before this. Happy for all of them.
All right, let's head to the Steelers. The vibe check from Mike Tomlin. What was it after kind of a sloppy performance for the first team offense and defense?
Does it matter? hey, we're not a finished product, but no one is. I'm looking for this group to take advantage, man, of this block of time between now and the opener. And we just got to have urgency every day in the work that we prescribe for ourselves. And so that's a challenge, but it's a challenge for us. It's a challenge for everyone to continue to be a group on the rise day in and day out, although the preseason games are over.
Was there urgency? I mean, missed tackles, Jalen Ramsey throwing a guy down for an unnecessary roughness penalty, two penalties on the opening drive for the offense, a penalty on kickoff, Warren fumbles. Jason, it looks like a JV game in high school going on for a large portion of it to start.
I don't know what we can, you know, actually learn from that, Austin. I mean, other than they got through it mostly healthy, other than Derek Harmon, right? Like, I still think they're in a pretty good position going into the preseason, but or going into the regular season, excuse me. But like I was saying in the 10 o'clock hour, like, I don't know if I feel any better about communication issues. I don't know if I feel any better about them being able to stop the run. I don't know if I feel any better about depth at wide receiver or how they're going to be able to run the ball. I'm not saying it's altogether terrible because they didn't perform in the preseason, but nothing that I saw eliminates those concerns. In last night's game, I mean, my goodness, if you need a 2 hour and 45 minute commercial for why there should only be two preseason games and then one, you know, joint practice, that was it.
Yeah, I agree with that. The only thing that I could say as like a silver lining for this game, though, Jason, is that
it ended. Oh.
Well, it ended, but I'm glad that we saw it in this game instead of seeing it in New York against the Jets or New Jersey
but
or whatever
no
you want to call the stadium.
Austin, there's no guarantee. It's not that they didn't get it out of their system. They didn't expunge the stupidity. Like, it might... it might happen at MetLife.
Right.
They might commit stupid penalties or fumble the ball or doing any number of things that drive us crazy.
That is possible, but I do think getting back out onto the field in a game-time situation, like Tomlin talks about stepping into the arena, being out there on the field for the first time in a game-like situation and what that means. So I do think that basically shaking some of that rust off maybe could matter. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating.
Oh, give me a
maybe
break.
I am over-exaggerating.
Give me a break.
And I'm not trying to be Steelers apologist here whatsoever, but I'm glad that they played this time so that we can criticize it and critique it in preseason so that the first time that they go out there and, oh, Jaylen Warren is very sloppy carrying the ball for the first time, it doesn't affect games that matter, if that makes sense.
It does. Jaylen Warren still has more fumbles than touchdowns in the regular season.
Yeah,
nothing
kind of an
he does
issue.
Against the Carolina Panthers is going to change my mind on that, good or bad. I'm just not reading into it. And if he fumbles the ball, I'm going to start yelling for Caleb Johnson to play or to hold on to the dang thing.
Yeah, and he hasn't.
And that's a reasonable take.
He hasn't looked very good either. But how about Derek Harmon, Mike? How's he looking?
Derek Harmon's got a knee sprain of some description. He's being evaluated.
Just a knee sprain, though, Jason. It looked like it could have been a lot worse. He was smiling on the bench.
Should we play the rest of that? Should we play the rest of that? Mike was not happy at the person who was talking over Jerry Dulac, who I don't think is local, because most locals would just let Jerry get this first question in.
Oh, that's all that I had, but tell me more, Jason. What happened there?
So, after Mike finishes his thing, and he'll say, I'll pause and I'll open it up for questions, like Jerry always asks the first question. You just kind of like let him go. It's not a big deal. But you have an out-of-towner who doesn't know, and they're asking a follow-up question about Derek Harmon. Are you concerned about this being long-term? But the person talked over Jerry. Jerry gave up the effort. And then Mike says, can you repeat yourself? And the person says, something about, are you concerned long-term? And Mike just repeated, I said he has a knee sprain. Like he wasn't having it, man.
Ooh. Because we all know Jerry always gets the first question. Is that kind of an unwritten rule in the
Sometimes.
Media room for Tomlin's pressers?
I mean, I never try. I never have that much of a need. And as a columnist, like I try to always be deferential to the beat guys, beat guys and girls. Let them get their stuff in, and then I can ask what I need. But in my time observing the Steelers, it's usually Jerry gets first crack.
And then this happened.
Again, handoff up the middle, nowhere to go. Here comes Jalen Ramsey. Moves in and makes that play. Now he throws down.
He threw down the running back, and this is what Tomlin said.
I'd much rather say woe than sick 'em. I'll leave it at that.
Ah, yes, woe than sick 'em. Do you agree with that, Jason? Woe than sick 'em for that occasion?
I do. Yeah, I'm not going to worry about it. I mean, Jalen Ramsey's probably itching to get out there and make contact. What's our conclusion that we're going to draw if we're concerned? That like Jalen Ramsey's a psychopath and not going to be able to control his emotions. I'm not going there. It's a game played with aggressiveness, and he went a little bit too far.
No, I'm just a little surprised that a veteran of that caliber still makes a decision like that, though.
He's still human. He's still human. Wants to get out there. I don't. I can't muster up the care, man. There's a bunch of other stuff going on with this team. I think Jalen Ramsey's going to be fine. I have more concern like how they're going to deploy Jalen Ramsey. And whether there's going to be some sort of busted coverage, and you have the play like we had last night where you have a Carolina Panther is literally the only person in the end zone. How does someone get that open?
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Completely blown coverage.
That's going to happen.
Completely blown coverage. Now, are you excited about the fourth-string quarterback on this team? Is Mike excited about the fourth-string quarterback on this team? He might not be fourth-string for long.
He's got playing experience. This guy started games in Miami, and so I think that experience shows. And we're talking regular season games.
We're not talking about practice here, Jason. We're talking about regular season games. We're talking about starts for the Miami Dolphins for Skylar Thompson. Would you consider having Skylar Thompson be the backup quarterback and moving off of Mason Rudolph? Or putting Will Howard on IR and Mason as the three?
Yes. Here's how I would play that, Austin, and I would consider both scenarios. I mean, I'd make it known that Mason Rudolph is available. I wouldn't feel married to it. I'm perfectly comfortable with Skylar Thompson being my backup quarterback. But I'm not going to trade Mason Rudolph for a bag of pucks. That doesn't do me any good. Like, I still like the assurance. I don't mind spending the money. But if somebody wants to swoop in and give me a fourth or fifth round pick, I might consider that. I think that might be a more efficient way for the Steelers to build their roster. I don't want to see them lose Will Howard. And I don't think they will. I don't think they're going to put him on waivers. I don't think you can risk doing that. To your second point, I think it's a lot easier to put him on IR, put Skylar Thompson as your QB3, and sort of reassess the situation down the road. What would you do?
Yeah, it's hard because Skylar Thompson has shown some good things in preseason, and as much as I like seeing players play in preseason, Thompson's going up against a bunch of threes that, as Bob likes to call them, are the future bartenders of America. I don't know how much I can truly glean from that.
Yeah,
because I feel like preseason is a time to get back out there, establish some things, try to find some chemistry and connection. But at the same time, you're not diving into Andy Reid is not going into his bag of tricks, or Mike McDaniel into his bag of tricks, or Dan Campbell doing exotic blitzes for Detroit. So I don't know how much I can necessarily take from it. Rudolph was not good last night. He, frankly, wasn't really good in the second preseason outing either. We have a track record of Mason Rudolph where he can start in a pinch. I do think that what we've seen in the preseason, though, should eliminate any thought that Mason Rudolph is better than Aaron Rodgers, which some people have tried to make a point of.
Who would those people be?
It's a wonderful question.
Who would come up with a take like that?
I don't know. I only wonder.
Thandrew Milliponi. I think that's who it is. No, I agree with you. I mean, Mason Rudolph isn't going to supplant Aaron Rodgers. And you know what? I'm not in a hurry to trade Mason either. Like, I do feel fine if he's my backup quarterback. I'm not going to read too much into preseason games. Like, he was really good in game one, you know, setting the table for some extreme takes that I think people should be walking back right now. And I don't think he's nearly as bad as the two interceptions that he's thrown these past two games. The reality is somewhere in the middle. And you're spending $8 million on that reliable insurance policy when your starting quarterback is 41 years old. Like, the worst thing you could possibly have happen is if you make this move and then Aaron Rodgers gets hurt and then Skylar Thompson's your starting quarterback and Will Howard hasn't really played and he's your backup. I mean, the Steelers have then just obliterated their chances. So for me to trade Mason Rudolph, boy, do I really need to have my socks blown off. But, you know, I'd at least put it out there. I'd at least listen. I don't know why you wouldn't listen. I just, you know, even a fifth rounder would probably give me some pause in actually doing that.
We love you, Pony. I would keep Mason Rudolph. Like, I would. I wouldn't move off of him.
Yeah.
I would be curious to see what you can get for Skylar Thompson. I just feel more comfortable with Rudolph than I do with Thompson. Now I would
That's fair.
I would consider Skylar Thompson as the backup. I definitely would, just because of performance, track record with the Dolphins. Let's not act like he's a top five, top ten backup here. I think Rudolph is probably better in that regard, but my mindset is shifting a little bit.
Yeah, I get that. I just don't think they're going to get much for Skylar Thompson. Maybe I'm wrong there. It's just, you know, it's not worth it, a seventh rounder. I think I'd rather have the assurance of just having Thompson on my roster. I'm not going to have to, like, shoehorn Will Howard into anything. And I don't think anybody's going to offer a fifth for Skylar Thompson.
Lastly, all of these college football playoff predictions continue to come in, Jason. And some places have Penn State as the number one team. Some have Penn State as the number three, four, whatever. I've only seen one or two that has them actually winning the national championship. Josh Pate, who I think does a really nice job, he just joined On Three. He was at Penn State practice earlier this week. Has Penn State as the number one team in the country, losing to Oregon in their second game.
No.
With, guess what? Alabama beating Oregon in the national championship game. He also has Nebraska making the playoffs as the 11 seed, which I find flabbergasting enough. What do you make of the college football playoff this year? Who is your favorite going into it?
Well, I'm sorry, Josh. I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid there. Honestly, Austin, I love hosting with you because we have an opportunity to talk about Penn State, and I don't really have that with anybody else. I'm taking the Nittany Lions, man.
Wow.
They're my favorite. I can't find a reason not to take them. They went out and addressed their wide receiver need in a gigantic way. I believe in these guys. They've got the best two running backs in the country. I'm in the Drew Aller fan club. They returned four of five offensive line starters. They've got tight ends to replace Tyler Warren. This was a very good, one of the best defenses in the country last year. Yes, they lost some, but I also believe in a lot of what they have to replace these guys. Like, I think Zane Durant's going to be a name that we talk about a lot. Denai Dennis Sutton is going to take over for Abdul Carter. Like, they've got dudes on this team, man. Like, they're going to be in the thick of things. And so if I have to pick somebody, I'm taking them. They're on this plan that Ohio State, they walk down this road, Michigan walked down this road, where basically you have a lot of questions about what your head coach and what your team can do, but you're bringing back people in key positions. They all grow over the course of a year, and then you make good on it. I think Penn State is right there.
I am man enough to admit that if I am an apologist of anything in this world, it is probably being a Drew Aller apologist. But at the same time, when I talked to Aller at Penn State Media Day, I don't know, Jason, I sensed a different confidence to him. I sensed more of a maturity to him in his now third year starting, second year in the offense with Kotelnicki. All the weapons are back. Both 1,000-yard running backs are back. They really believe in Khalil Dinkins, the tight end for North Allegheny in his final year.
Yep.
Like, everybody's basically...
Him and Reynolds together, man. That's a very good tight end.
Him and Reynolds is a good duo. They bring in three receivers. I talked to Pena and Ross when I was up there, and there just seems like a confidence that doesn't shy into arrogance with them, Jason, where they know they're good, they believe they're good, but they still know that they have something to prove. And I feel like that's the silver lining.
I like that, man. I like that a lot.
That's it. The Bechtel Breakdown, Jason, for this Friday, August 22nd. Thanks for jumping aboard.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.